Thanks.
Request to set a public hearing on a land use ordinance text amendment relating to provisions authorizing a change in use from one non-conforming use to another. Very briefly, staff.
Tina, you want to, Mike, however you want to do it. Just a real brief overview of the text amendment, very brief.
Going through this quickly, this was brought forth as an effort from staff to try to find another strategy, another approach to try to come to kind of a common ground for the owners of Johnny's and the neighbors. I'll skip the overview. I think we all know the history. When we have approached this in before, we've looked at three main options, or really two main options. One is to consider rezoning the property either through the conditional use approach, which is conditional use zoning and conditional use permit at the same time, or just a conditional rezoning where you do the rezoning first and the permit second. That is what we came forth with in November to set a public hearing. The other option was to look at amending our existing non-conforming use section. I won't go through the comparison again. When staff looked at this section in the ordinance originally, we felt that this was kind of a difficult threshold to meet. The tough provision is what I've highlighted in yellow, because it's a matter of kind of proving, if you will, the burden of proof that adding new uses wouldn't have a more inverse effect on the neighbors. The proposed amendment, I've written this all here really for the benefit of the audience. The new portions are in yellow. These are the same three sections. The key section is really this part three, the part that we thought was so challenging. And this gives an opportunity for landowners who have legally non-conforming uses to change those uses, to add more uses subject to board approval through a conditional use permit. So it would still require a public hearing. And that is the item which is before you this evening, is to consider amendments to the land use ordinance, which would allow for these changes to the changing a non-conforming use. And so the options here tonight were either to continue on with the rezoning where the public hearing has already been set, or to pursue the land use text amendments which you have before you tonight. After we submitted the materials and you received your agenda packet, a third option emerged, which is an email which I believe we all received from the neighbors, which they had put together based on their continuing dialogue, both the neighbors and Dr. Jan Halley, who's here tonight, where they tried to come to some agreement among them and came up with a list of uses, and with the hope that they could just kind of call those grandfathered and move on and not require rezoning and not necessarily require additional permitting. So what your decision for this evening is how to direct staff to move forward, either to go ahead with the text amendment which we have outlined, or to ask to direct staff to explore a little bit more thoroughly the suggestion that came through the email from the neighbors. And that's something that we've read through, but we've not really had a chance to kind of thoroughly digest. I think there's a few things that kind of raise flags for us, but we're certainly willing to look at that a little more closely if that would be your direction.
Tina, given that the first two options only require setting a public hearing,
mm-hmm.
Is there any reason we can't continue the public hearing we have, add the second public hearing, and between now and then you can explore option three, and then we'll have a staff report at the end of January that we could then use to determine what the best approach is? Is that like too cumbersome for you all, or too complicated?
I think we can certainly explore that. The one timing issue that we have for you know, there's certainly legal notice for public hearings. The one thing that makes the rezoning a little bit more challenging for staff is the need to send out mailed notice to neighbors, So there is a little bit of a timing element involved with, you know, checking addresses and so forth, and going before joint review.
But the rezoning, though, is up to the applicant, is that right?
Sure, the applicant is here, and our...
So if they want to withdraw the rezoning application, that would be their prerogative.
That's right.
And that would, by perforce, eliminate that public hearing. But option two is staff-initiated.
That's right.
So that's up to us if we want to schedule that public hearing. And it sounds like you all think that's fruitful.
But that public hearing would be a text amendment, so there wouldn't be notice to the neighborhood. In other words...
Right.
Not required by law.
Exactly. I mean, you could provide whatever notice you want to, but...
Jackie, and then me.
I think if after what seems like years of controversy and tension, if the neighbors and the owners have come to some kind of suggestion and agreement, we should really honor that as, like, to the degree that we can. And so I would choose option three, which is to direct staff to explore the approach suggested by the neighbors and report back. That's where we've been trying to get. I think having, because if we use the other ones...
Are the owners on board with that?
Well, that's what the email we got said.
Are they? Okay.
Well, it was from both of them.
Because that's not what it says here.
Speaking, I don't think I've seen it, but speaking of which, John Montavon is signed up to speak. Why don't we hear from John?
Thanks for the opportunity to speak. We just saw this proposal, and really what the proposal amounts to is to change the land use ordinance to make it easier for grandfathered properties to switch uses. And, you know, I look back and I look at grandfathered use, and I say, well, that just makes tremendous sense. As I read the land use ordinance, it makes tremendous sense. You, like our neighborhood, you know, 50 years ago, you expand into an area, you're proposing that it be residential, but there's an existing business there. And so you say to that business, well, you know, we can't take your business away. You can continue your business. You've built value in that. But you also have to make a guarantee to the people moving into that area that says, that business is not going to change into a bar or to a lead smelting factory or to something else. What you have before you really...
Are you talking about option three?
Yes, I'm talking about option three.
Option two is the staff proposal.
Oh, I'm sorry, option two, excuse me. Yes. So what option two really does is the grandfathered use is makes a lot of sense. It guarantees the business, its livelihood. It guarantees neighbors who are purchasing homes and committing to mortgages a guarantee that that business is not going to substantially change. And so the land use ordinance is purposefully strict in terms of changing a grandfathered use. It makes it difficult to do. When a business owner buys into a grandfathered use, they know the restrictions of that use as much as I know the restrictions when I buy my property. What this proposal does is it
the third option proposal.
This is number two, the proposal to change the land use ordinance. What this proposal does is it proposes to make it easier for a grandfathered business to change their use and sets a standard lower than anyone else in town. The text itself says simply that, basically ignoring the neighbor effect, that it will benefit the general public. When you talk about changing the land use ordinance or going through, when you talk about changing zoning, the standard is that it promote the public health, safety, and welfare. In addition, what's proposed by town staff allows consideration of the hypothetical. So it says we can consider what might happen if we don't allow the change in use. So a business owner can say, well, this will fill up with rats and become a garbage dump. And so the aldermen are allowed to consider that and say, well, that's a reason why we have to allow a change in use. I feel like the amendment is hastily put together, that it is that the timing is bad, that it doesn't allow, by doing it at the same time, it doesn't allow full consideration of the effect of the land use ordinance. It doesn't allow consideration of the long-term effect of this for the rest of the town. It deals with one business. And finally, this just adds controversy and divisiveness to an issue from the town staff when the neighbors and the property owners are really successfully agreeing and they need the support and the endorsement of the town.
Thanks, John.
Does this mean you're against option three?
No, it's speaking about option two.
Okay. Changing the land use ordinance.
Okay. Have you?
All right. Because we're kind of leaning towards option three.
Yeah. Oh, yes, option three I fully support, and that's what I'm urging you to support.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Because it okay. sounded like you were.
All right. So can we have a.
I didn't know the options okay. when I came up. I was.
That's okay. Can we have a motion then? It sounds like people want to pursue option three. Do they not?
I really want to be clear. So the owner is here. Would you just?
I'm gonna have my. Okay, let's go.
Just because I want to, because that was confusing, and I just want to be sure that we're all clear.
Yes. I think we're in this.
You guys all send me messages. Really like gonna be quick. I know. Yeah.
We've been getting along, which is really nice. The opportunity to do some few extra things, which we've agreed upon, which Susan will talk about, I think the neighbors are comfortable with. We're very
I
happy
think we
about
read it.
It.
I won't read them all.
I did get the email. I just
did
read it.
Did you get the email?
So.
We all got it.
It.
We saw it.
So do you want us to sort of review it?
And no, I think we're... Okay, so could I have a motion then?
I think the gist is that this would be accessory uses that we could...
Right. Okay. Is there a motion to direct staff to pursue option three?
Moved and seconded.
Okay. All right, it's been moved by Jackie and seconded by Michelle. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, all those opposed. That passes unanimously.
Thank you all for all the work
and
tears and
all right.
And Mark, could we defer the option one hearing again so that no work will be done on that until
that was gonna be my question is I think in light of what I've heard that the rezoning hearing may not be necessary. I like Dan's suggestion. Why don't we reschedule it to like our February public hearing date for the moment so that staff can treat it as sort of on hold while we pursue option three and make sure that that's going to work for everybody. And then assuming that we work it out by that method, then presumably we'll do away with the rezoning hearing at a later date.
What will we do with that?
Okay, so is there a motion to reschedule the public hearing to the February date? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passes unanimously. Thanks. Good point, Dan. All right.
It is 8:30.
The last one's off the
Irish. I've got a suggestion for number four and five. If you don't want to have a meeting on December the 11th, we have PowerPoint presentations for those. I could send those to you and then just call each one of you or you can give me feedback. If you don't want to have a meeting, it's certainly up to you.
Here's the question I would like to raise is I believe actually Thursday we have a
Assembly of Governments
meeting where we're meeting with the Chapel Hill Town Council and the County Commission and
at 7
yes
something like that
right.
And I believe that solid waste management is one of the key issues up for discussion on the agenda. I haven't really looked at that agenda, but that's one of the key issues for discussion. So I'm just wondering whether it would be worth going ahead and hearing item four.
Yeah.
And we'll defer on five and six. Is that right?
Yep. That'll work.
And meet next week or not?
No.
No.
Well,
then
I don't know.
Then
I don't think we have to, but I think it makes sense to go ahead and hear at least briefly the update on solid waste before we have this discussion with the county.
Yeah.